Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Hellwagon, currently with 247sports.com, been covering the Buckeyes since 1988. Dustin, I was telling the story earlier, about Steve, that the Buckeye Sports Bulletin back in the day.
The BSB.
I used to wait. I found out when Big Bear would get those in because they were free at the time. But when they'd get them in, they'd go like hotcakes. So I would stalk the BSB, and of course Steve would have the view from 15th and High. Am I right, or 17th and High? Say 15th and High.
15th and High.
Yep,
there it is.
Big intersection there on the campus right there. Yep.
Oh, man.
Steve, it is great to have you on here. Again, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Appreciate the chance to come on. And the season is going to be here before we know it. Preseason probably starting in a couple weeks. And first game on a Thursday night at Minnesota, a little bit different and kind of a rare one-off type thing. But, for Ohio State, they're going to be the featured attraction on the first big Thursday night of football.
Steve, has Ohio State ever opened up with a Big Ten game?
It's happened a few times. Yeah. They opened up at Indiana.
Okay, that's right. I forgot about that one.
16, maybe, with JT Barrett, and they didn't play very well.
They almost got beat.
They were trailing in the third quarter before they poured it on, I think, in the fourth quarter, and won, pretty handily in the fourth quarter. But there were a couple times back in the 70s, I think they played Michigan State in the first game of the year when Woody Hayes was the coach. But it has been very rare over the years for Ohio State to open the season with a Big Ten opponent. And honestly, the first weekend, I think Penn State's playing Wisconsin. So you get a marquee game, right out of the box, two probable top 20 teams, going against each other from opposite divisions. And I think it's for television, obviously. Mm-hmm. They want to spread out so there are better games for the Big Ten's TV partners in September. And certainly Fox, this is the very first time Fox Network Television will televise a midweek college football game on a Thursday night. So that is history in of itself. Mm.
Steve, when we talk about rabid fan bases and passionate fan bases, obviously Ohio State right at the top of the list. And, with that comes usually, there's always something that's wrong. I get the sense that, recruiting, they're killing it. Obviously on the field, the gap between them and the next best team is the size of the Grand Canyon. Like, are fans, do they have anything to complain about right about now that you know of?
No, not really. I mean, the expectation is to make the playoff and compete for the national championship every year, win the Big Ten, beat Michigan. I mean, if you can do those things, particularly beat Michigan, win the Big Ten, although some may feel that that's passe at this point, they've won it 4 years in a row, and it's just assumed at this point that that's what's going to happen. Our network did a poll of the divisions for the upcoming season, and all 18 guys voted Ohio State to win the East, and all 18 guys voted Ohio State to win the championship game over Wisconsin. So that'll tell you that it's their prohibitive favorite. And the thing is, they've recruited at such a high level, and the material you put in the blender is what you're going to get coming out on the other side. and they have more top 100 kids in the last 5 years than the rest of the Big Ten combined. And when you look at it that way, in that periscope, just the difference in talent for Ohio State against Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, and some of these other schools, it's dramatic. And so, yeah, I think that's where the expectations lie, is when you've recruited this well, top five class after top five class, and Ryan Day's picked it up where Urban Meyer left off, that you're expected to be in the Final Four every year, yep. And you're expected to win the semifinal, which they did this past year, and they finally got that Clemson monkey off their back. But, you know, the unfortunate thing was they could not parlay that into the national championship. So, and that was a kind of an animal unto itself, with everything that was kind of going sideways at that point with COVID. And, well, Alabama had an offense that was second to none, obviously. So, yeah, just kind of a bad night for the Buckeyes. But, you know, you had 120 other teams wishing they'd been there just the same.
No doubt. Steve Hellwagon's with us, 247sportsbucknuts.com. Okay, so Justin Fields is a Chicago Bear. Who's going to be lining up at quarterback for the Buckeyes against Minnesota?
Yeah, it's a great question. C.J. Stroud, the redshirt freshman from Rancho Cucamonga, California, he got to play in three or four games last year, but he never did attempt a pass in relief of Justin Fields. In fact, in the Clemson game, the national semifinal, people remember that Fields took a hard shot in the helmet to the side or his back and left the field for one play, and Stroud came in. So it seems like he is the designated next guy up. Mm-hmm. And he handed off on that play, and then Fields came back in, and voila, threw a touchdown pass. Is the next quarterback going to have the same kind of Midas touch that Justin Fields had? That's what everybody wants to know. It doesn't matter what his name is or who he is. Is he going to be just as good? That's all that matters. But right now, C.J. Stroud seems to have the inside track. A true freshman, Kyle McCord from Philadelphia, he came in for the spring, did a bang-up job. And then Jack Miller is also in this running. He's from Arizona. He's a redshirt freshman. So, and he also did not get to throw a pass last year. He got to play in a few games as well, but never threw a pass. So, you know, the jury is still out on this. You know, Dustin, as your former coach Jim Tressel like to say, we'll have 15 practices in the spring and 27 more before the first game mm-hmm. to get that all sorted out. And that's what they're going to do beginning on August the 1st.
Steve, let's go over to the other side of the ball in defense. And, you know, there were a few holes last year. There were some issues on defense. And, you know, people questioned schemes. People questioned coverages. People questioned, at times, talent, although that's hard to believe. What do you look at this year from that side of the ball with Kerry Coombs?
Yeah, great questions there, and certainly only four or five returning starters back on that side. Tyreek Smith, the guy from up there in Cleveland Heights, is the guy at one defensive end spot. Zach Harrison, probably the guy at the other. They've got Seven Banks coming back at cornerback, and Haskell Garrett, who got some All-American mention, a defensive tackle. He had, you know, just an amazing season. Everybody remembers that tipped interception. He tipped it to himself against Michigan State for a touchdown in the end zone. It was an amazing play. So those are the four guys, your cornerstones, that you're going to build around. And to my way of thinking, you look at what Ohio State had last year. They were great against the run, as they always have seemed to be, really, over this last 20, 25 years. Ohio State has just slammed the door on people trying to run the football. Nobody really effectively was able to do that. But very, very dismaying when you see them giving up 400 yards passing to Michael Penix from Indiana. I believe the Alabama quarterback had between 300 and 400, somewhere in that range as well in the championship game. I think Lawrence was approaching that as well in the Clemson game, although that was kind of a game where they fell behind 28-7 and had to throw the football quite a bit. So, you know, just not up to Ohio State standards. And Dustin knows this, you know, playing the secondary, what it takes. It takes a great pass rush. It takes great coverage, takes great scheme. And at times they had some of that, and for a good part of the time they didn't. So We want to see what the new guys coming in who are coming in to help are going to do. They got to get some guys healthy in the secondary and turn the page on 2020, put that behind them, and get back to Ohio State standards, which is stopping the run, making it difficult on the quarterback to have great throwing lanes to throw the football, pressure the quarterback, and have great coverage on the back end. Kerry Combs took a lot of hits for the scheme last year, but you know the personnel just was not what it probably needed to be. And again, a lot of reasons, guys in and out of the lineup, injuries, COVID, et cetera. But, you know, good enough to get to a championship game, certainly not good enough to win it.
Steve, I wanted to ask you, this NIL, name, image, and likeness thing has been a hot topic here over the last couple of weeks. Have you seen any players on campus that have endorsements so far? And how do you think this whole thing plays out?
Well, Ohio State is unique that they have a kind of a thing in place as part of this Ohio law that was kind of approved by the governor. It didn't even go through the legislature, and that became a whole can of worms because they tried to attach other provisions to that bill, as people will recall. And the governor basically enacted some emergency legislation. The athletes are required to have basically a two-week cooling off period. They can sign a deal or get a deal in place, but they really need to run that through Ohio State in a two-week period before they can start to monetize things. So, you know, what we might see is a slow spigot of deals that start to come for some of these guys. It was made a point that, you know, if you have a guy from an Akron or Canton or Dayton, kind of a medium-sized market, maybe that person can do better with this, attracting a few advertising dollars back in their hometown, that type thing, as opposed to Columbus, which, again, you know, it's a major media market, but at the same time, is there an appetite, you know, that type of thing. I have to think if this was in place last year, that guys like Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields would have had national deals in place. And Spencer Rattler, I think, has already kind of come out with one or two of those from Oklahoma. And those make sense because, you know, you have Baker Mayfield doing insurance commercials during college football broadcasts. Why wouldn't you have a high-profile college guy like Trevor Lawrence doing that during the Clemson broadcast? So, to me, I think the higher-end athletes may see that type of thing down the line. Again, I don't think we know where this is headed. I think it's opening up something that I think from the athlete's benefit is great, but there could be some unintended consequences. People will say, well, Ohio State's going to have recruiting advantages because of this and whatever. You know, guys, it hasn't been a level playing field since Chick Harley was playing for the Buckeyes in 1916, you know. So, I mean, Indiana, you know, typically is not on the same level in terms of recruiting. And I just throw them out there as a name, sure, not indicative of the current climate, because they're doing much better now. But you get what I'm saying. It's just it's been an uphill battle for teams outside the top 10 or top 15 to compete with those teams on a year-in and year-out basis.
Steve, real quick, can I squeeze in a hoops question for you?
Sure.
Dwayne Washington Jr., your level of surprise that you had that he decided to remain in the draft and go pro, and your thoughts on Cedric Russell as far as stepping in, the transfer from Louisiana?
Yeah, good points. I think that Washington, I just think that he was ready to go and play professionally, and I don't necessarily expect him to be taken in the two-round draft. Maybe he'll play in the summer league or, you know, potentially in the G League or go overseas where he could make some money as a shooting guard, perhaps in an overseas league somewhere. There may be a market for him. You know, I look at him as kind of like Carson Edwards from Purdue a couple years ago, a really good shooting guard, and he's even bigger than Edwards. But in 2 years, all Edwards ever has averaged in the NBA is 4 points a game. So, and he was an All-American first-team player at Purdue. So that'll just tell you the jump from college basketball to the NBA. You know, he's going pro. I don't use the term he's going to the NBA, because until he gets drafted in the NBA, he's not an NBA player in my mind. So that's the first thing. Good for him. And, you know, if that's what he wants to do, so be it. His uncle is Derek Fisher, former NBA player and coach, and he probably got some good advice from him on what the marketplace is out there professionally overseas, I would assume. to make that move. And you mentioned Russell, a transfer from Louisiana Tech, guy with a ton of experience he's from Louisiana Lafayette. 4 years he's played there, was a starter for three, and averaged 17 points a game last year. And he'll come in and he'll provide depth. I think they've got Malachi Branham, obviously from St. Vincent, St. Mary up that way, the Mr. Basketball Award winner, going to play some at the two guard as well. So those two guys ought to have a great tandem at that spot. And I think they got a good 10 or 11 man roster. And can they contend to get, the big thing now is get to the Sweet 16. Haven't been there since 2013, going on 9 years for that. So that's the thing they're trying to get by this year.
Steve, unbelievable information. Love talking to you, and hope to do it again real soon. Thank you for joining
us. Thanks, Steve. Awesome stuff, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.